Hi guys, welcome to video number 9 in the series of videos on the Canon EOS 500D T1i and KISS X3. In this one we're going to be going over another one of the automated modes, the sport mode, signified by the running person on the mode dial. This is a mode that you would use if you wanted to freeze action or fast action, say for example someone playing sports. If you've got a child that's playing football and you want to take your camera along and take pictures, this would be a good one to go for. One thing to bear in mind though, it's going to pretty much do everything for you in terms of picking the shutter speed, aperture in the ISO in relation to the exposure. It's going to favour using a fast shutter speed. So bear in mind you do need to be in an environment which is quite well lit or very well lit, so outside on a decent day. If you're on an indoor sports hall, or in an indoor sports hall should I say, then it may well struggle depending on what lens that you're using to get enough light in. So what you may find, it will pick a high ISO where you may get quite a lot of noise in the image just to keep the shutter speed high enough. But we'll go over this mode and what the menu systems show you and let you do just now. Okay, here we go. Camera's now powered up and in sports mode, as we can see here, signified by the running person and sports mode there. Again, it's one of the more automated modes and one you would pick if you wanted to shoot sports, say for example someone playing a sport or running or maybe even motorsport. We're limited again in terms of what we can change, and we can't change the ISO value. As you can see, it's there on auto mode. We don't have any exposure compensation options, live view or white balance, that's done for us. The auto focus mode, hands in the way there causing shadow, this button here, we can't change this. The camera actually chooses AI servo, so a continuous focus mode, so where it will track the subjects that it's following and you'll hear the lens hunting for that subject, so moving slightly forward, slightly backwards in terms of the focus just to make sure it stays in focus. The shooting mode or the drive mode, so if we go onto set, continuous shooting, as you can see it's set for continuous shooting rather than single shot. It's doing this for you because it's the best option to pick when you're shooting sports, is to track your subject, let it focus on, let the camera focus, and then run a couple of frames off, and you basically pick the best of a bunch of photos that you take. And we can also change here the image quality, so from large JPEG fine to normal large JPEG and so forth through to RAW. Now how many images you can shoot in continuous shooting mode will depend on what setting you have the quality on, be it JPEG or RAW. Also depends on the actual scene that you're shooting, you know, the amount of light that's there and so forth, because that has a variation on the file size. So just to show you an example, I mean the camera's pointing at a white piece of card at the moment, so it's not going to be tracking anything. Okay, it's now chosen an ISO of 200, f3.5, 3/20th of a second. So if I fire a couple of frames off, which it won't let me, it's not going to focus, so what I'll have to do, just bear with me, is move the camera off. There you go, you can hear it now continuously tracking the focus that it's moving, and then it will run a couple of frames off in continuous shooting mode. I've got actually quite a slow card in this at the moment, a class 2 card, which generally I don't use, and it's just one that I had in there at this moment in time. So that's just a quick introduction to the sport mode on the camera. Again, it's a very, very automated mode. It doesn't use flash, so even if you try to pop the flash up using the button on the side, it won't let you. Again, it's all automatic in terms of the ISO, the aperture and the shutter speed. What you will get is if you try to take a picture of a fairly dark scene, you may well get a warning beep, and also the shutter speed warning, and it's a little bit bright for it to do it here at the moment, it may well flash, which is, when it's displayed there, it'll be flashing just to tell you, hang on a minute, it's a little bit slow for fast action, so your shot's going to be blurred, so just bear in mind. When shooting sports, you're going to need quite good lighting, so indoor sports arenas tend to be quite difficult really to shoot sports in. The camera's going to choose a high ISO to try and give you a fast shutter speed. Fast lenses will help with that, but fast lenses are expensive. So f2.8 lenses, for example, the 70-200, rather expensive. Just a quick introduction to the sport mode, and next we're going to do the twilight mode or twilight portrait mode. So thank you very much. If you've got any questions at all, stick them in the comments, send a message via YouTube or Facebook, and I'll do my very best to answer them. Cheers, bye.